Radio Land. We're coming to you live from the Pickup Country 104.9 FM Irvin studio. This is Come On Home, bringing you the people, news, and views that make Irvin, Ravenna, and Estill County Kentucky's hometown. I'm your host, Goosehead Joe. Hope everybody is doing well out there today. I know we've been blessed with some absolutely outstanding weather, and hope you've had the opportunity to get out and enjoy it. And I tell you, coming in on two wheels, joining me in the studio right now, just walked in and sat down, I have the principal of Estill Springs Elementary, Madam Jessica Mullins. How are you, Jess?
I am great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's which the life of a principal, you're never bored.
No, never.
So I'm sure you you probably had some things to take care of before you headed up to the old studio.
I did. I did come in on two wheels. I do apologize for that.
No problem. I'm starting to get used to it. It seems like that's the way that everybody likes to roll. Let's keep Joe sweating up until the last minute.
Right, thinking he's not going to have a guest. Your friend would not leave you hanging.
Well, I appreciate that. For those folks who don't know you, which I know that's probably few and far between, but give everybody a little bit of background about who you are and what you do.
Okay. I am Jessica Mullins. Maiden name is Dennis. I was born and raised here in Estill County, lived in Ravenna the first 18 years of my life, and have moved to the big city of Irvin. Just wanted to experience both cities, but I am proud to be from Estill County. I am proud to raise my children here in Estill County. I'm currently the principal at Estill Springs Elementary. I have a 13-year-old daughter, Lauren, who's in 8th grade. I have a 3rd grader, William Andrew, and a 1st grader, Isaac Harrison. So proud to live here in Irvin. And my kids keep me busy here in Irvin.
I don't believe that.
Yes, there are things to do in Estill County. And my kids are proof of that.
And your kids are involved in every one of them, right?
Every one of them. If they find a team they've not joined, they will join it.
Well, I'll let you go ahead and brag a little bit. Okay. Your oldest, yes. Lauren Kennedy, is a member of the Marching Engineers.
Yes.
And you and I are both alums.
Jessica and I
actually graduated together, so we marched together for several years. And yes. For those who haven't heard how the band did this weekend, would you like to fill them in?
I would love to fill them in. The band did take Reserve Grand this weekend in Campbell County. We beat the illustrious Williamstown, which has never happened. They were last year's 1A state champion, and we also beat Henry Clay, which is a 5A band. We only took Reserve by just a small margin. Mm-hmm. Very close to receiving grand champion. So we are definitely reaching milestones that we would have never thought the band would have ever hit back in the day. But we are very proud to be a part of the band. My husband Ronald and I stay very busy with the band, and we really wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, and it's kind of ironic because, you know, back in the 90s, we thought we were good.
We did. We did think we were good.
We were. It was just a different kind of good.
It was a different kind of good. That was where it all started.
That's right. We got the tradition started, right?
We did.
Not all to take away good. From those who came before us.
Right. No.
It's all,
no.
It grows.
But it really started with us.
Well, now, and at this point, I'm completely, my mind is blown. Now, you've got something pretty cool that's coming up down at Estill Springs that you'd like to let everybody know about.
Yes. Okay. This coming Friday, September 25th, we have our annual fall carnival.
Mm-hmm.
We actually scheduled our carnival back in May, and for good reason, which I will share. We have a very special attraction coming called the Dome Theater. The Dome Theater is basically an indoor, enclosed theater, which will house students. I kind of think of it as an indoor planetarium of sorts.
Okay.
We have two different shows. We wanted this to be something that all students could enjoy. So the Dome Theater will be set up for our students only during the school day. And it will be open for admission for students and families during our carnival Friday night. Our carnival hours are from 5 to 7:30. We did change our hours after we found out that the big Estill versus Powell football game was at home on Friday night.
Right.
So we are trying to accommodate family so that they can come to the carnival and enjoy the football game. But admission will be $5 for the Dome Theater, and it's going to be a fantastic show. One show, it will be on dinosaurs. The other one will be as if you are underwater. So we definitely want anyone in the community to come out and enjoy that from 5 to 7:30 at Estill Springs.
Now that kind of creeps me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
It's going to be awesome. And you get that good old school chili.
Oh, man.
Nothing beats a bowl of school chili.
I tell you what. Now is there going to be grilled cheese?
You know, I'll have to check into that. We might could make sure that you had a grilled cheese. But it definitely would be worth coming. We're trying to bid this as enjoy your night in Estill County. Come
right.
Enjoy the carnival at Estill Springs, and then run on out to the football game and cheer on our engineers. It's just a proof that when people say there's nothing to do, there is absolutely things to do. We have an entire evening planned out for them. So, we would love to have them come back, enjoy the carnival, hop on out to the football game. That's exactly what I'll be doing.
Yeah.
It is senior night for the marching band. They will be performing in uniform, their
mm-hmm.
show on Friday night in full uniform, new uniform,
right.
Thanks to our school board. So we would love to have them come out and just enjoy the entire day with our school system.
Well, definitely. And let me back up a little bit on the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Either grilled cheese or the peanut butter sandwiches.
Now, I prefer peanut butter sandwiches. And we don't serve peanut butter during the school day.
Right.
We're a peanut-free school. But I do keep a jar in my room. So I could always whip us up a peanut butter sandwich. It's the peanut butter and the syrup, though, that really goes hand in hand.
Right, right.
And it's the right mixture of which I cannot recreate.
No. No, you have to be a cook, a certified cook.
You do.
At one of the
schools. It's a training that they receive, I'm sure.
Just for the syrup.
Yes, and I will not release that recipe. Exactly.
So what are some of the other planned activities at the carnival?
Very much just your old school carnival activities, the duck pond, the ring toss, cakewalk. Everybody loves the cakewalk.
Well, yeah.
That's always a big one. They have a dance room where the students and family members can do kind of similar to the dance party Xbox games where
you
follow. They have those dance party games. They've got face painting.
Mm-hmm.
Our theme this year at Estill Springs is a circus theme. Rather than saying the best show on earth, we feel like we're the best school on earth. And so we have played up a circus theme this year. So we've kind of went back to just your old school, old fashioned carnival. Cotton candy, popcorn, chili.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just want it to be just a good classic time. The times that I remember from being a child at Ravenna.
And just throw a planetarium on top of it.
And with a planetarium in addition. Yes, most definitely.
Because, you know, that's Ravenna
that's
Grade School
real.
Always had a planetarium.
That's very nostalgic. Well, we're kind of mixing the old with the new.
Right.
We want to be a cutting edge, too.
Oh, mercy. But Yana, which I've just moved out of Estill Springs. I have a West Irvin student this year, but I'll be having an Estill Springs student again here in a couple years. So
his reputation precedes him.
and it really is a fantastic school. You run a really tight ship, but a fun ship.
Thank you.
And there was never any question of whether, you know, the kid was going to be taken care of, and all of the kids were going to be taken
yeah.
care of. So it's
thank you.
And I know that's a never ending battle to make sure everything stays on track.
Yes. We want to be consistent in all matters. We want to be consistent in showing every child the same amount of love. We want to be consistent in showing every child the same amount of academic, we want everything that we do academically to be consistent and to meet the needs of every child. It really is a wonderful school to be a part of. I'm so thankful. I don't feel like I'm going to work.
Right.
I want to be there. I truly do. And I'm blessed with a wonderful staff. So it's a great place to be, and I'm a mother of a child there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like you, I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that I know his needs are being met. But we can say that about all students.
Right.
So I'm happy to be there.
That's wonderful, and it's good that you have that outlook because you're there from pretty early to pretty late.
Yes, it's a good thing I live close because
yeah.
I am there a lot. But I have a wonderful team that's there a lot as well.
Sure, sure. As far as you know, there's all those buzzwords that go around periodically,
mm-hmm.
and the early childhood thing is constantly a buzzword. You know, it's mm-hmm. being talked about in the presidential debates sure. and this, that, and the other. You're not getting the very earliest, right. but you're the next step.
Yes.
Just in your experience, how important is that? You know, what kind of impact does it have on these kids? I mean, these are small kids that are just right. getting started, and how important is it for them to have that solid foundation?
Well, elementary school is kind of divided into two sections. You have primary, which is K or preschool through third grade, and then you have intermediate, which is fourth and fifth. And up through third grade, children are learning to read. Mm-hmm. That's our main focus, is that they learn to read. But from fourth grade on, for the rest of their educational career, they are reading to learn.
Right.
It switches. So
I see what you did there.
You saw that, didn't you? Yes, it switches.
That's slick.
So we can most definitely tell students who have had either work at home very intensively or have attended our preschool program here in the district, which is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
My children were members of the preschool program here in our district. But you can most definitely tell because they come to school more equipped and ready to attack the lessons that need to be learned in order to teach them to read. You don't have to teach them to walk in line to the lunchroom. You don't have to teach them to sit on the carpet or to sit in their desk. Or you already are able to pick up if there are any issues with the child. You are able to identify them early and to intervene early in correcting them or overcoming them. I am a huge advocate of early education, and it is very obvious in students that come through my building. Because you can tell when they've had a lot of that early intervention or early education, they come out of kindergarten a different kid.
Right.
And we do meet every child on every level, you know, wherever they come to us at.
Sure.
We're glad that they're there. We meet them at that level. But it just closes the gap and allows us to start at a higher level in teaching them to learn to read.
Right.
And to not only learn to read, but to comprehend what they're reading. We can take it to another level. So I am a huge advocate of early education and those opportunities, and just parents working with students at home, pointing out things in their environment, pointing out words, asking them questions, not only reading to them at night, but asking them, what did we read about? Can you tell me
mm-hmm.
who the characters are? You know, there are simple things that you can do in everyday conversation that make your child a better reader. Things that I have to remind myself to do with my own children.
Right.
You know, I think we all are so busy of the evening, making sure supper's done and the laundry's done, that I have the moments of, oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock. You've got to go to bed. We don't have time to read. But it is worth making time to read. And it
yeah.
is worth taking that extra time to ask those questions, to just create in them a love of reading, but a love of learning.
Right. Right. It's, and yeah, that's, I just wonder though, and you know, as an educator,
mm-hmm.
How difficult is it? You know, you mentioned it a little bit, but when you've got your own kids,
mm-hmm.
it's got to be a completely different world. So how do you try to keep just a touch of that
right.
mode?
Right. Well, I've always said at home, I'm mom.
Right.
I'm not teacher, mainly because my kids don't want me to have that role.
I'd imagine.
And I hear Ronald say all the time, too, that I'm using my teacher voice on him. So I try not to use that voice.
You use it more on him than anybody.
I do. He deserves it more. But I do try to find the right balance of, they spend enough hours with me in the school setting
mm-hmm.
that I don't want them to resent that. I don't want them to resent the fact that if they come to me to show me a paper that I'm going to correct it rather than praise it.
Right.
You know, so we just really try to find the right balance. They are quick to come to me for help. We try to make it as enjoyable as possible. They want to read with me at night. Our favorite books are Junie B. Jones books. Those are the best books to use any kind of voice in and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just to have fun with. So we have fun with it. We really do. And, you know, once they hit middle school with math, I just turn over to Ronald because I can't.
You're done.
I'm done. If it's past fourth grade, I'm done. Yes. So we just turn it over to him.
That's
but
fair
we
enough.
Do find, we just try to find the right balance.
Right. That's got to be tough.
But we also try to really promote the fact that we are lifelong learners. I want them to see me read. You know, I
right.
want them to. We really try to designate times where the electronics go up. There are great things to promote on electronics. Our school uses Lexia, Dreambox, different programs that students can access at home, and we encourage that access at home. But we also try to take time to get them into a series of books that they want to love to read.
Right.
Not because I'm making them. That's the worst, is having, well, you've got to do your 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes that. So we just really try to promote learning and the love of learning.
Well, very cool. Well, again, I'm joined by Jessica Mullins, the principal at Estill Springs Elementary. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. I am joined by Jessica Mullins, the principal at Estill Springs Elementary, and we've been talking about a few of the different arenas that she is involved with. Let's talk a little bit about this has been a recurring theme. We've had quite a few folks from the district who have come in and talked with us, and it's always one of the big things we have to talk about is attendance.
Yes.
And as a principal, how does the attendance affect how you approach day-to-day operations? How does it affect the way that the kids learn?
Attendance is huge for a lot of reasons, and one thing that I'm really proud of in our district is our focus on making our attendance better.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the classroom, and as a parent, you know, you get the phone calls, you know, where's your child at today? Well, they have a virus, they're sick, they're out. You know, by all means, if they have a fever, if they're sick, we don't want them there.
Right.
But let's talk about what impact it has for attendance. One thing that Dickie Arthur does for our district as our DPP is that he, at the end of each month, at the end of the first month of school, the calendar month, he sends us a report that shows what our district, where our district stands as a whole. Our goal every day is 95% or above in attendance.
Right.
So at the end of each month, he sends us a report that tells us kind of where our attendance goes across the board. But the two figures that I look at and I make sure to share with my staff, number one is the amount of money lost by our district based on attendance.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first month of school, the first attendance month of school, our district lost $39,000.
Ooh-wee.
$39,000. Now, that's staggering, and that adds up, and that impacts spending.
Sure.
But, you know, we can have carnivals and bake sales and yard sales and car washes to make up money.
Right.
But the most staggering statistic on that report is the amount of instructional hours that is lost based on the attendance for that month. And for the first attendance month of school, a total of 10,900 hours of instruction were lost based on students who were not in attendance.
That's nuts.
That is nuts. And as good a job as our teachers do at getting a student's work together and sending it home, as a parent, you know, and I know, that yeah. I cannot provide at home going through that work what that student would have received in the classroom.
Sure.
So we are really working on improving our attendance through the different uses of different incentives, be it per classroom or be it individual incentives for students. But it's not for any other reason than the fact that I can't teach them if they're not there.
Right.
And I can't make up for what they missed when I send it home. So attendance is a huge deal for our district. And so many times I think maybe people think of it as a negative. Well, it's just about the money. Well, it is about the money. We do lose a lot of money when they're not here. But most importantly, I know our district as a whole feels the gravity of the negative impact of 10,900 instructional hours lost. And he shares that report every month. And it is sickening what's lost once you look at the end of the year.
Right.
You know, at the end of the year, because he started doing that last year. But, you know, I really want to let parents know that it is important that they are there every day. If they have a 2 o'clock doctor's appointment, then, you know, don't check them out till 1:30. You know, we have people all the time. We'll call and check in and, you know, why is Johnny not here today? Well, he has an appointment at 2 o'clock today. Well, bring him on in.
Right.
You know, every minute matters and every day matters, and it really does add up. So we're really trying as a school to push our attendance this year, and we've had good results so far. The first month of school, we missed the attendance banner by like 0.25%.
Right.
We lost it to West Irvin, so that we've had a fun time out of competing for that. But this month, our attendance has really been down.
Mm-hmm.
I think strep has crept in. We've had some viruses creep in, and the students at my school, and especially at South Irvin, are still so little
yeah.
that just the typical viruses, they've not built up an immunity to those things yet or a resistance to those things. So we see that happen. Hopefully it will rebound. The winter months are always difficult because nobody wants to get out of bed on those mornings. But we're just really, you know, we want the kids to know that when they're not there, we miss them. We notice, but more than anything, we notice what they're missing out on instructionally.
Well, it sounded to me there like that was a little bit of an excuse, maybe aimed toward Ms. Cruz, saying, you know, well, you know, our kids are smaller. They just don't have as much of an immunity.
It did sound like an excuse. I'm a sore loser. We lost that. We really wanted that banner.
Well, and I know how much you celebrated last year.
Yes.
When you were able to take it.
We did. And this year, at the beginning of the school year, we actually had 2 days in a row of perfect attendance school-wide.
Wow.
All 357 students were in attendance 2 days in a row. We celebrated the first day with a popsicle party for the entire school.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Saylor and Mr. Dickey Arthur came down and joined us in our popsicle party. When it happened again the second day, we actually provided Kona ice for the entire school.
Wow.
We called Kona. It was on maybe a Wednesday or a Thursday. We called Kona. They drove that truck down, and we treated everybody. That was a huge deal. I've never been involved in a school that's done that.
Right.
So we're making a really big deal about it. We want them there every day.
Well, that's really cool. Another thing, which this is kind of a different angle for you. The last couple of weeks, I've actually heard a lot about Gear Up, and it's been a continuing theme, the college and career readiness.
Yes.
Now, you're on a very young level for
yes.
that, and I would imagine that making sure that the students are learning to read,
yes.
you know, that's that big first step.
Yes.
How are there any other ways that on that first and second grade level that you're kind of plugged in there?
Well, we allow students to research careers.
Mm-hmm.
We allow them to talk about what they want to be when they grow up. My son, Isaac, he actually just this came home yesterday. When he grows up, he wants to be a manager at McDonald's.
Okay.
He said he wants to eat all the fries he wants. So that was his reason, and I thought that was adorable. But that's what he drew. And I mean, he gets to eat all the fries he wants. But we encourage them to research different careers and what's
mm-hmm.
available. But we talk now about what that path looks like. One thing that I'm working on with staff, they don't know the details about this yet, but I've been getting a picture of each staff member from when they were in elementary school.
Oh, cool.
And outside of their door, we're going to post who their elementary teacher was in that grade
mm-hmm.
by their picture. So I started at Ravenna Elementary,
mm-hmm.
and it would have my picture. And then we will say, and I graduated from college at Eastern Kentucky University. So we're going to be posting that outside of the doors just so the students can just have a little familiarity with what comes after Estill Springs. They're still at an age where they don't know what comes next.
Sure.
And they especially don't know what options come after
right.
school. So we just want to allow them a really positive beginning taste of what comes in the future.
That's good. And just a little bit of an introduction.
Yeah. And in whatever career they choose, we want them to just, we just want to encourage them to be looking towards the future.
Right.
Because they will most definitely begin, especially once they hit middle school and they do the individualized plans, they really start investigating what classes do I need to be setting myself up to take.
Right.
So we want to start that love of furthering education, be it through technical college, be it through university. You know, we just want to encourage them to be lifelong learners.
That's wonderful.
Look, you know, in advance to those next steps. So it does start with us.
Well, and I like the way that you're letting the kids know that even though their teachers are quote unquote old.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take that.
They, you know, they're, because, you know, to a first grader.
Absolutely.
Everybody's old. A middle schooler's old.
Yes.
But to show those kids mm-hmm. that, you know what, this old person that's
yeah.
a teacher now looked the same as you one time.
Absolutely. Yes, and I think it's fun for us as a staff. I have got some great pictures in.
I imagine.
Yeah, you'll have to come down and take a look at those once we get them posted. But we want them to just also see that I started here. For me, my first grade teacher was Miss Debbie Brown. My second grade teacher was Miss Pam Horn at Ravenna Elementary. So I've sat in those classes with my buddies, and these were the steps that I took to get to where I'm at today, just so they can see there is a path that you
right,
take.
Right, right. Of course, you know, by the time you got to Ravenna, that was past the great Easter egg hunt of 1985.
Y'all don't dig up old things.
I always have to.
Yeah. Well, just so the audience knows, Joe stole the Easter eggs out of my basket, and that's why I was upset.
That is an incredible bold-faced lie. We went to Happy House together, which what was the class even at the high school?
I'm not sure. It was Miss Smallwood.
It was Miss Smallwood, Audra Smallwood, and it was like a child care class, and so the students actually oversaw the little classes that we did as 4-year-olds.
Yes.
Because there wasn't any preschool at that point. Jessica and I were both there, and there was an Easter egg hunt. She spilled her eggs, and I started getting them, and it was immortalized forever in the newspaper of me looking at her really mad while she's sitting on the ground crying.
Yes.
So every year, just prior to Easter, I make sure to share that photo again on Facebook.
I'm not an emotional person or anything.
But that's one of my great joys in life is pushing that out. And she's always been a good sport about it. So,
started from the bottom, now we're here.
Don't cry over spilled eggs.
I did, though.
It's all good. It's all good. You know, for a 4-year-old.
Right.
That was a traumatic experience.
We could probably sing "This is a Story About Sammy."
Oh, man. Now, you could. I can't remember it. She's doing the dance now.
The dance and all. Miss Smallwood left a big impact on me.
Definitely.
And on many in this community.
And it was such an exciting
class.
It was an exciting thing that you'd see one of the girls from the class, you'd see them like working at the Twin or something like that. And it's like, oh, it's my teacher.
It's my teacher. What a great opportunity, though,
for
kids to experience that in those seniors to experience.
It was neat.
I have great memories from Miss Smallwood's class.
I do too. Well, what few memories I have.
We have a lot of videos, so.
Of course you do.
Yes. I am the daughter of Rodney Dennis, who always packs his camera.
He's documented everything since, about 1980.
I'm glad he has, because I haven't. What pictures I have of my children are thanks to him.
That's good. So. That's good. And we used to joke in high school that Rod had that camera surgically implanted into his shoulder.
Yes.
Because it
the
was
fanny
always
pack
there.
And,
I hadn't thought about the fanny pack in a while.
Yeah, it held the extra film.
We need to bring back the fanny pack. No, we really don't.
No.
Just for Rodney. Rodney, he gets an exemption.
I actually did buy him an updated version of the fanny pack for Christmas last year. So he has a new one.
So like a man
It's like
bag.
A Columbia fanny
okay.
pack. So it's a little manlier.
Okay, so it's for like mountain climbers and
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Or extra film carriers.
But he's got it stuffed with... Well, he doesn't even use film anymore, does he?
No.
Has he gone digital?
He's went digital.
All right. Mm-hmm. I figured he'd probably be like 4K high def.
Yeah. It's his extra lenses.
He's filming marching band competitions in IMAX.
Yes, exactly.
That'd be awesome, actually.
That would be good.
They're coming
now
right
showing.
For me. Well, I'll let you get in a plug here. Many of you probably know that Jessica's little sister, Laura Ashley, has entered into a new business endeavor, so I'll let you give her a plug.
My sister, Laura Ashley, has purchased Time on Broadway. Time opened a couple years ago and has just been a wonderful addition to this community. Laura purchased it and opened it again during the month of September. My mom is the manager there, and the food is phenomenal. The atmosphere is wonderful. It's a great place to take your family. There's items on the menu for every age, for every taste. The coffee and the drinks are superb.
Just
John,
amazing.
Yeah, John's doing a great job there as barista. My personal favorite is the frozen hot chocolate.
Wonderful.
I would suggest that to anyone. If you aren't a coffee drinker, go get the frozen hot chocolate. They're actually doing a frozen white chocolate now, too.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Yeah, it tastes kind of like some good old homemade snow cream.
Oh.
It's great. It's great. This morning, John did me a frozen hot chocolate with raspberry.
Ooh-wee.
It was great.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, he will experiment. If you've got a taste that you'd like, but it opens at 6:30 every morning. I am there just about every morning with my children. They will get up every morning and get dressed just to go eat at Time.
Hey.
So we go every morning, get our drinks, get our coffee, get our biscuits, and head on out to school. But wonderful breakfast menu, wonderful lunch menu. I encourage you most definitely to stop and to let them know I sent you. My mom's pies will be appearing in the case soon.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
Most of everything is, you know, homemade. They use the Brown Farm meats for all their breakfast foods. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing for our community. And I would love to see our community support it, you know, as much as possible, because it's something we can be proud of and invite others to.
Right, right. And it is. I can tell you from quite a few experiences, it's wonderful. Everything is right where it needs to be.
Absolutely. So. The Coffee Rewards Club, if you love coffee,
mm-hmm.
get in on that Coffee Rewards Club because there are perks there. No pun intended. There are perks. There are specials that they send out, emails that they send out for different specials you can do every week. So if you're a coffee lover, most definitely stop by and get just a good old cup of coffee.
Very cool. Yes. Well, let's go through it. The real reason you were here is to plug your carnival coming up on Friday. So run down the specifics one more time.
Okay, Friday night at Estill Springs Elementary, beginning at 5 o'clock, we'll be hosting our old school carnival, and it will be from 5 to 7:30. Come mm-hmm. get a bowl of chili, bag of popcorn, some cotton candy, enjoy the duck pond, the ring toss. But most our biggest attraction will be our indoor dome theater for families to buy admission to. It will be, there will be a dinosaur show and there will be an underwater show, but it will be an experience unlike has ever been here in Estill County. So make sure you come on out and enjoy the carnival, 5 to 7:30. You'll be out just in time to head on out to the high school football game.
Fantastic. Well, make sure and check that out down at Estill Springs. It's right there on Main Street in Irvin, right next to the old Irvin High School. Yes. And make sure when you get back down to the school to tell Kim that I just wanted to ask about her Sura Ball.
She wants a bowl of chili.
A bowl of chili.
I will tell Kim. I'm hoping she's listening.
But Jess, you know, we've been friends for a very long time.
Yes.
And I know how busy you are. So I really appreciate you taking the time
glad
to come up
here
and talk to all the good folks out there today.
Very glad to be here. It was a pleasure.
Wonderful. We're going to take a break and be right back with more. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Another big shout out to Jessica Mullins there. She is one of the finest people that you will ever meet, and she does a great job down there with the kiddies at Estill Springs. All the folks down there do a fantastic job, and make sure to go and check out their carnival this Friday from 5 to 7:30. Get you a bowl of chili, get you some snacks, go around, play some games, check out this really cool indoor dome theater. There you go. The dome theater. I kept wanting to make a comment about the globe theater. No, the dome theater, which is going to have a dinosaur show and an underwater show. It sounds like it'll be really neat and something you could take the kids, the grandkids, neighbor's kid, whoever. Go and check that out. Support our local schools because they're trying really hard. They're doing a great job at using the resources at their disposal to make sure that our kids are ready to take on the world. Moving on to adults a little bit, there's something I want to bring up. If you haven't seen it yet, if you are a Facebooker, if that's a word, there is a new page that's just actually went live this past Thursday, and it's called I Am Eastern Kentucky. You've heard me talk about the Leadership Leap program on the show before. Very near and dear to my heart. We have several counties that are involved with the program, having different participants that come in each year. They get to meet once a month from February to October, travel around our small region here and learning about the great things going on in the different counties, as well as some of the challenges that we all have to face. We have a lot of things in common. We have a lot of differences, and we really try to shine a light on those and let more folks in these different communities know about what's going on in the other communities. And this year's group, each year they are tasked with coming up with a project. They've kind of been all over the place. There's been, it's always service of some point to make sure that they're doing something to help either a specific community that's involved or the entire region or both. And this year's group came up with something a little bit different. It's starting with this Facebook page, I Am Eastern Kentucky. And the whole point of it really is just to shine that light on the positives that we have not only in our few counties here, but all of Eastern Kentucky. And, you know, show that there are beautiful places and there's things to do and there's great people. And, you know, there are so many good things to celebrate. But when folks come in from, you know, don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, but the New York Times, you know, they might, if they even come here, they take a quick drive, you know, maybe, you know, take a few pictures of something that that doesn't look fantastic, and then just go on and on about how pitiful we are. And they're just reinforcing that stereotype that we should be ashamed of ourselves, that we should feel pitiful. And in all honesty, I mean, you know, I've grown up here, spent almost my entire life here outside of when I was going to grad school, and I feel pretty good about myself. I feel like I've been given the opportunities that I needed to be a successful person. And, you know, some folks aren't given all of the opportunities. Some folks choose not to accept those opportunities. But I say, you know, we've got it pretty good here. We've got a beautiful place to live. It's, I mean, it really is a postcard. If you just take a drive, even if you live in the middle of town, which I do, I live real close to downtown Irvin, and there are deer that go through my yard. There have been wild turkeys. Of course, there's also, you know, possums and raccoons. But, you know, you really are living in the country no matter where you are in our entire area. And there's a lot to be said for, you know, clean air and I mean, we, you know, we've got all these natural resources at our disposal, and we have wonderful people, just like Jessica, who, you know, she could have gone anywhere, but she chose to stay here and serve our community and educate our children. And there are so many stories like that of people who are choosing to be here. And that is a lot of what this Facebook page, and the Facebook page is just the beginning. This isn't the entirety of their project by any means, but it was really neat. I mean, it's over 3,000 likes, and I've never been involved with something that has caught on this quickly. You know, 3,000 likes, and it hasn't even been a week. So make sure and check it out. Go to Facebook, just type in I Am Eastern Kentucky. If you have any pictures, you're welcome to post those on the page. We're actually asking people to let the world know that they are Eastern Kentucky. Do a selfie video, which if you don't know how, ask a, you know, third grader. They'll be able to tell you. Take a video. Have somebody else take it for you if you like. Just tell us who you are, you know, who you represent, and just say, I am Eastern Kentucky, because we all are. It's whether you were born here or you've only been here for a couple days. If you claim this as your home, then you are Eastern Kentucky, and we want to make sure and highlight that. So there's going to be a lot more things coming. They have so many cool ideas about ways to help spread a little bit of pride. You know, we've got there's some good things going on in our communities, and we need to highlight those and let the rest of the world know that we're not ashamed of where we come from. We're as proud as anybody else. You know, why should we be ashamed? You know, you grew up in Manhattan, you know, in the middle of New York City. Well, that's great. You should be proud of it. But why can't we be proud of it too? Let's be proud of where we're from, and let's all join together and let the rest of the world know how proud we are. So there you go. I am Eastern Kentucky. You can also, if you use Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those social media, use the tag I am Eastern KY. And we're really going to be trying to spread that. Again, you're going to see more of those sort of things coming down the pike in the next, actually the next few weeks. These folks are working really hard to get some content together to push out there. So keep an eye out on that. Again, coming up this weekend, of course, we've got the Estill Springs Elementary Carnival coming up on Friday from 5 to 7:30. Make sure to check that out. Sounds like there's going to be a really cool show going on in the gym with the Dome Theater. I'm not going to call it the Globe. I keep trying to. And also, then go on out to the high school for the football action. And the marching band will be out there for their senior night. On Saturday, We have the Hospice Care Plus, the color run coming up. That actually starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning up here at the Irvin Grade School Apartments on Broadway. If you'd still like to register, you can just go to hospicecp.org. That's for Hospice Care Plus, hospicecp.org. And then also, once you're done with the color run, we have an open house coming up over at Estill County Chiropractic and Everybody's Gym. That's happening this Saturday from 11 to 1, of course, presented by the Estill County Chamber of Commerce. They're doing a really nice open house. They're going to have refreshments and open it up for anybody that would like to take a tour of their new facilities. If you don't know where they are, I can't remember the address right off the top of my head, but they're right behind the new O'Reilly's at the big intersection for Wisemantown. Right behind O'Reilly's, you've got Estill County Chiropractic and Everybody's Gym. Again, this Saturday from 11 to 1, and we'll be cutting the ceremonial ribbon at noon. So make sure and check that out. There's, like Jessica said, there are tons of things to keep you busy in Estill County if you just open your eyes and take a look around. There's a lot of good folks that are doing a lot of good things, so make sure and just open your eyes. There's plenty to do if you just want to get involved. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with probably a few tunes. You're listening to Come On Home. This is Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Let's see. I promised just maybe a tune or two here. So here's actually, I got to go here. This is a good one. This is one of my favorites. One of my top five favorite songs of all time. How about a little Billy Joel for you? Piano Man.
On a Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine, gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. La la di di da, la la di di da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for the crowd for a Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Than the sun, yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And when that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. And when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it. Just like way back in the days of old, and magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
word is pure and true. Saying,
this is my message to you.
Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing's gonna be alright.
Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitch by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Saying,
this is my message to you.
Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. I am now joined in the studio by the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Arthur David Ballard. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. Good to talk to you.
Definitely. And it's, I'll tell you, I give him credit because he was here actually early. And that just doesn't happen. You know, I'm used to, well, and my first guest today, you know, rolling in here on two wheels. So I appreciate your punctuality.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Mr. Ballard, which I'll go ahead and confess here, Mr. Ballard is the man who taught me to type. I believe it was freshman or sophomore year, and I actually had you for keyboarding, so I guess I have you to blame for that.
I guess so. That's been some time ago, too.
It's been a year or two ago. but yeah, you've actually taken on a new role with Estill County Schools. Let folks know what you're doing now.
Joe, I am now a director of transportation, buildings and grounds, and athletics for the Estill County Schools. So I have taken on a new role. It's something quite a bit different for me, wearing three hats.
Sure.
Been used to wearing multiple hats for a long time.
Right.
But it is at least two of those areas is a completely different type of responsibility for me. So I'm kind of like the new kid at school. I'm having to learn along the way, but it's a good change.
Good
for me at this point in my career.
Yeah, well, it's and like you said, I mean, this is kind of different from what you were used to. How do you handle that? And coming this question coming from somebody who has to take a hat off and put another one on fairly regularly throughout the day, but you handle a lot bigger budgets than what I ever have to deal with. So as far as just the amount of pressure to make sure that you make the right decisions, does that ever have to weigh on you a little bit?
It does. It does. And you know, especially this year, I think with my actual first official day on the job was 2 days before school started.
Oh, good times.
I did get a little bit of a head start over that. Started kind of easing into that, but was still trying to finish up some responsibilities at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
before I left there. And I'll tell you, it's about good people working together too, and you know that.
Oh yeah.
With all the different things that you do, mm-hmm. you know, and having good people to work with and to work around you, our finance director and her staff helped me, Angie Howe and her staff help a lot in keeping me, you know, letting me know where things are coming from and where it's going, and you know, and those kinds of issues.
Now,
and
she's good at slapping you on the hand too.
Oh yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah. But they keep me. You know, they help me out a lot there, especially on the money side of things. And then you know, we're blessed out there at the bus garage with Wes Hensley and Charlie Lancaster that have been there for a good number of years and been involved, you know, and they help, they've helped me a lot in the day-to-day management of the bus garage.
Sure.
And helping keep things squared away there. And they give, you know, I get updates, from them every day. And, Todd Reese and Jimmy Winkler, you know, Todd's my maintenance director,
mm-hmm.
At central office, and Jimmy is a jack of all trades, that can, you know, can do about everything. And I get a daily update from them, you know, along with the work orders, but I get a daily update from them about what we're working on, where we're headed next. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they do a good job of knowing what's emergency stuff and what's top priority,
right?
And getting there and making sure I'm aware of that, and then watching my eyes bug out sometimes when I find out what it's going to cost me,
right?
But just a lot of good people around us,
mm-hmm.
that help with that, with those responsibilities.
No, sure. Well, and it is. I mean, you've got. Again, there are three completely different spheres that you have your fingers in there. Now, as far as facilities, let's start there. You got kind of two fairly major projects that are going on. One out at the high school, and then one down at South Irvin. Kind of as far as your status and that kind of thing. And I'm sure it was fun to jump into those two with both feet. So kind of what's going on with those projects?
Yeah, the high school one was a little easier for me because I was already
involved.
You were
used to that one, yeah.
Yeah, and I was a little bit involved with that one anyway as the building administrator at the high school. So I knew at least the scope of what was going on there.
Right.
But basically what we have done is we're in the process of doing. We've gotten rid of all the old bleachers,
mm-hmm.
Lower and upper. We've made some new some adjustments with our locker rooms, with our PE locker rooms, in order to make some a better egress from the top bleachers. In the past, when that building was built in 1970, you only had to have one exit from the upstairs.
Gotcha.
Well, today's day and time is a whole lot different. And we have a lot of, the codes and everything have changed.
Right.
So when we touched those upstairs bleachers to do anything, we had to make some better way to get people out of there in the mm-hmm. case, you know, in case of an emergency and just exit.
Sure.
You know, just being able to get a large crowd out of there. And so we've had to make some changes with that, and we're leveling those floors back up. We'll have the new bleachers are scheduled to start arriving any day now.
Mm-hmm.
The shipments should start arriving, and by the hopefully by the middle of October, those will be installed.
Great.
There'll be some finish up stuff there, and we're doing a little touch up in the lobby and both of the back exits of the gym, doing
mm-hmm.
a little touch up there. At some point during this fall, we have two classrooms downstairs that we have been able to move out of, and we're going to use those. We'll be converting those to locker rooms.
Oh.
For our boys and girls basketball team. The little rooms on the mezzanine levels are gone now.
Okay.
And we're going back to a seating capacity of somewhere around 2,000. We had been down to about 1,500. Now,
mm-hmm.
for basketball games, that's not that big a deal for most basketball games.
Right.
But when we play, when Estill and Powell County play, you know, we fill the place up pretty good.
Sure.
And anytime we're hosting any kind of tournaments. And then the real kicker, I think, was for our administration was a couple of years ago when we had bad weather for graduation and we had to move back inside for graduation. First
right.
time we'd done that in a number of years, and the place was packed, and we had people stood in the lobby, never got in.
Mm.
And, you know, so it will help us in that area to be able to get get back up to a pretty good capacity. The South Irvin Project, I didn't know a whole lot about, even though my wife teaches there.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of had to hit that one running. But we, basically we've put a new roof on over there.
Right.
And we've done it with kids in the building. And that's difficult.
That's tough.
A lot of phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of concerned parents. And, and that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
right,
okay.
Right.
That's part of the job, and we've dealt with it. Kenny Cole with the health department has been extremely, extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
The fire department was good about going over and doing some checks for us and some things there. And so it's been, we got through that. It's all dried in now, so there's no more, the loud stuff is gone.
Right.
but we have a new roof that will be completed there with an awning. And new sidewalks in the front, and all new drainage around the school to get rid of the rainwater and that kind of stuff should make it a safer place for kids. And then the biggest part of that, I think, we were able to put drop ceilings in all the classrooms with all new lighting. It's all new LED lighting. It's all control. It's computer controlled. So it'll help us save in energy.
Sure.
It's top notch. The equipment that we're putting in there is absolutely top notch stuff, and we've had to wait a little bit on some of the equipment's been back ordered on us, but it's starting to trickle in now, and we're a matter of fact this week hoping to get the new lighting in the first two classrooms, so we get a good look at what that is going forward. And then we also did a kitchen. We're helping with their kitchen area over there. Some people may not have ever known this, but South Irvin, for years, their freezers were actually in an outside building.
Wow.
And yeah, it was really not a good situation.
No.
And we have built an addition, and it's just the blocks being laid as we speak.
Right.
The flooring and all the rough ends done, and so they're laying block. Matter of fact, today I think they're actually grouting some of that, where they fill those block full of concrete on the outside walls, and they're actually doing some of that today. But we'll have a new walk-in freezer in there, and with it, one of the things we found along the way through this construction project, we're in the process. It's already saved us at the high school a couple times. We're putting electronic monitoring systems on all of our refrigerators and freezers and all of our kitchens.
Oh, wow.
And Todd Reese and I get a text message anytime that temperature gets out of a range that it's supposed to stay within. It sends us a text message on our smartphones, and Todd's on his way.
I mean, that's neat.
So the days of having a freezer go out on you and losing a ton of food or having to move all that food somewhere else to somebody else's freezer, a lot of times now we can get there and get the problem fixed before we ever have any real trouble.
Oh, wow.
And it's already happened twice at high school since school started. Mm-hmm. It's already saved us. it's going to help update their kitchen as well. So some good things going on there.
Oh, that's amazing. And it's, I don't think people realize, you were talking about the LED lighting at South Irvin and some of these energy efficiency upgrades, the amount of money that really adds up to over the course of a school year, just being able to, first of all, more efficient fixtures, but then having that control to know that there isn't somebody that's leaving a light on every night or something like that, it adds up to a lot of bucks.
Yes, it does. And one of the things that in trying to save energy and trying to lower our cost, and I'll give this shout out to Randall Christopher, our former buildings and grounds assistant superintendent, when he took care of those things. West Irvin Elementary last year was awarded an Energy Star school rating. First time we've ever had one, as far as I know, in Estill County.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, that's a new school.
Sure.
But they did a lot of things in that building process over there to help conserve energy.
Right.
And we haven't been able to get a date yet where we can get all the players together, because I feel like the former superintendent and Randall as former assistant superintendent, those people need to be involved. But we'll have a day over there where we'll take some pictures and actually hang the stars on the school,
right,
that they've awarded us with. And plus, we're waiting on the big plaque.
Right.
We're supposedly getting a nice plaque that'll be hung as well. So,
and that's something the whole community can be proud of.
Right. And it is, in all reality, it was literally thousands of dollars that mm-hmm. were saved that were able to be spent on something else for kids.
Right.
And it's done through, I can go down every morning about 7 o'clock and watch Todd Reese check the temperature settings on every classroom at West Irvin Elementary on
That's
his
cool.
computer. In a matter of minutes, he can go through a couple of minutes,
mm-hmm.
he can go through the whole building and check the temperature of every classroom and every common area in that building. And it shows us if we have any kind of issues that are taking place, then it gives us alerts. And
right.
it's something that he goes immediately to and sees if it's something that just needs resetting or if there's some maintenance involved.
Right.
So, eventually, I hope, and it probably won't happen in my time because I don't have that much time left, but but eventually we'll be able to get all of our schools to that point.
Right.
And when we do, it's a big deal. It really does help. And we know that those classrooms over there every day are within that certain temperature range.
Right.
And, when you can do that, you're saving money.
Right. Exactly.
And the bottom line is, we don't want to hoard up a bunch of money, but we want to be wise stewards of what we have to deal with. And we want to be able to, when we can save money, it allows us to do more things for kids.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's amazing. And to know that that's the goal, is to have that kind of system, district wide. That's an amazing and ambitious goal to look for. But definitely that's on the drawing board is just wonderful. And again, that's from a community wide standpoint, from not just the sustainability issues, but from the stewardship of public funds. That's something that you can market as a community, to say, hey, look at this thing that our school district is doing. That's just one of the things that you can kind of put a flag on and say, go Estill.
Right. And that's, and that's our goal.
Yeah.
I mean, we really do. We want to, and I know that, for me personally, that's what I want to try to save money in the areas that we can save money in. And do a better job with some of our, and that's not any reflection on anybody that was in these. It's just a matter of looking at what's available now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because technology gets better every day.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing today is already outdated.
Yeah.
They're already ahead of us.
Sure.
And it's just a matter of trying to move into some of those new areas. And when we're able to save in one place, then we can spend that money on kids in another area. And
exactly.
And we have a lot of other facility issues.
Right.
So we need to, we need to be able to save some money in some places to be able to spend it in others.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, okay. Change hats for me. Let's talk a little bit about transportation. It's always amazed me at the intricate network of busing in order to get all of these kids from all over the county to where they're supposed to be and then home again safely. So how have you been able to wrap your mind around all that?
It's this role is definitely different. I've spent the first 30 years of my career and I guess the last 17 of it being the primary responsibility was to get them unloaded in the morning,
mm-hmm.
get them in the building. And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when that bell rang, getting them on the bus and getting them out of there, when that bus rolled out the end of the driveway, I was through with them.
Right.
My responsibility was over.
Sure.
At that point. And now my responsibility starts when that bell rings. And in some areas of the county, it's 5 o'clock.
Right.
Before we get that last kid home, a little bit before that. But,
mm-hmm.
That bus driver is starting back over Cobb Hill or Tipton Ridge about 5 o'clock.
Right.
And so It is that has been somewhat of an eye-opening experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had a general idea of where bus routes were, and I've known most of the drivers. I've known them for years.
Sure.
You know, because at some point in time they've been through our driveway at the high school. But having to look at and see how all that coordinates together,
mm-hmm.
You know, and just like this morning, I met with three drivers out on the north end of the county. We have one bus that we've watched. I've been watching it for close to 2 weeks, and it's overcrowded.
Right.
So, you know, and it, you can't jump up and do it too quick, because if you do, then it overcrowds something else.
Sure.
You know, so you know, that's the first thing I learned.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be patient and not move things around too quick. We took a road off of someone this morning, and put on somebody else, but then you got to shift other things then so that the others are not overcrowded.
It's like dominoes.
Yeah, because wherever you touch something, it does. It is, you know, it's going to affect something else.
Sure.
So we were able to move around a little bit there and make a few changes. We're going to have more of that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little while to kind of get a grasp of where everything's at, and I've already been on a few roads in the county that I hadn't been on in years.
Right.
You know, and there's a few times I've taken phone calls that I've had to say, now exactly where is that?
Right.
You know, and you know, what road does that turn off of? Mm-hmm. You know, and that kind of thing. But it is it's not something I would want to have to start from scratch and try to put all that together.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's, you know, and those routes have evolved over the years, and it's funny. One of the things that we changed this morning, the lady said, "Well, you know, when I first started driving this route, I had that road anyway." You know, so it had, you know, just because kids grow up on roads and it changes around. So we've, you know, she said, "I'm getting it back now."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of part of it, but it's we're really blessed. Our county probably has no idea how well we are blessed with the people that work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Our drivers do it's amazing. I mean, when you think of the number of kids that we're transporting every day, and the amount of miles that we're driving every day,
yeah,
and the low number of incident reports and accidents that we've had,
right?
We have a little bump here or there.
Sure, it's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, I don't care. You know, when you got 34 or 35 buses on the road, and as many trips and things as we take, you're going to tear a mirror off every now and then, or bend a bumper up, or you know, or do something, you know, but we have been very fortunate not to have major incidents,
right?
And and our drivers do a good job. They and their aides, and they're very serious about what they do, and they're serious about taking care of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I've told them that when they're doing that, then it makes my part of the job easy. All I'm trying to do is manage.
Right.
I'm just trying to make things easier for them.
Sure.
Make things better for our kids, and and that's the bottom line. And it's all about the kids that we transport every day, and I'm riding some of those routes. I'll have to share this one. The drivers, some of them have laughed. I rode Robin Durbin, Robin's been driving a bus for over 20 years. Her mother hauled me.
Oh, yeah.
Her mother hauled me the first 6 years I went, you know, from first grade through sixth grade, hauled mm-hmm. me to school every day at West Durbin Elementary. And now she drives a bus, been driving over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she runs Richmond Road and some of the little segments and things off of 52 out there.
Sure.
Drives one of the big snub noses and some days she has 70, 72 kids on that bus.
Right.
Because it'll hold 78. But I worked with her one day as her bus aide. And so I had on my shirt and tie and my khakis and loafers, and because I had meetings during the day, you know, right. I was with her in the morning and her in the afternoon. And we got to about three stops from the end of the route, and I was helping a little four-year-old, little preschooler off the bus, and Mama was kind of laughing, you know, as I was giving her a kid. And I got back on the bus, and we came to the next one, and there's a 4 or 5 year old there that I helped get off, and they kind of sniggered as I was getting on and off the bus. And it was about 92 that day.
Yeah.
And you know, and then we got to the end of the route, and I got off to help her with her turnaround. And I looked, and the only part of my shirt tail that was still in was the very front. All of my shirt tail was out. My back was wet. My hair was standing up on top of my head. And I got back on laughing, and she said, "What is it?" And I said, "I just figured out what everybody's been laughing at me about." But it's, you know, that's what it's just, it's about. It's about the kids.
Yeah.
And we have good people that do a good job.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, we're for those of you who have tuned in late, we're talking with Arthur Ballard with Estill County Schools. We're going to take a quick break here and be right back. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Again, I'm joined by Arthur Ballard, who's over facilities and transportation and sports for Estill County Schools. We've been talking a little bit about some of the construction projects that have been going on in the district, and just got to hear a little bit about his experience as a bus aide, because I asked him when we were at the break there, I said, "I bet you've never worked that hard in your life." And but we definitely, I mean, we have a lot to be proud of, as always. But our school district does a lot of great things for our community, and we've got to show our appreciation for all the great folks that we have working right here in Estill County. Now, as far as your third hat, now, this is something that's a little closer to home, isn't it?
A little bit. A little more comfortable.
Now, as far as dealing with what all does that entail, really?
Yeah, really, really, Joe, what we're, you know, the mission with that part of the job is just trying to get a little bit more organized, and maybe a little bit more cohesion in what we're doing, trying to get a little more bridge the gaps between elementary and middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing, you know, things at the high school. That's part of my responsibility right now. I'm still the lead athletic director at the high school.
Okay.
We do have a couple of assistants out there that are helping, because there's just no way now I could work as many events as I used
sure.
to work. So you know, we've had to split those duties up some, but you know, some of that is kind of driven by the fact that the Kentucky High School Athletic Association started about 4 years ago the preliminary discussions and the movement toward governance of middle school athletics, because middle school athletics in the state of Kentucky has basically been governed by no one.
Oh, so it's the Wild West.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and some areas of the state, we've been lucky. We've not had some of the runaway train incidents that some other areas of the state have had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a situation a few years ago where an eighth grade football team played 22 football games in a year. Well, every bit of research would tell you that 22 football games at the eighth grade level is too many.
Well, that's too many at any level.
It's too many at any level. I mean, you can win a Super Bowl and not play 22 football
games. No doubt.
So, you know, there was some need for that, and there were a lot of us in the state that saw that need, and really have kind of pushed for the KHSAA to get a little more involved in not just high schools, but to start to look at the other levels. So, they, you know, and that came about then by a directive from state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And the KHSAA, which is actually just a division of the Department of Education.
Okay.
You know, they're just a division of that, and it all came about from those agencies all kind of working together, and there's some guidelines and things that we need to be we needed someone that can coordinate all of that and put everything under under one program.
Right.
And that's part of what my charge will be, and I'm, you know, we're in the process of doing that. You know, there it sounds a lot easier than what it really is, because, you know, our middle school is involved in a conference.
Right.
So we have to, you know, we have to be careful what we limit our kids on, because we don't want to take, you know, we don't want to put our kids at a disadvantage to the kids that they're competing against. But at the same time, we also don't want to be outside what those conference guidelines are.
Sure.
So that we're not in violation. And it's the same thing, you know, with our high school athletics and that kind of thing. And then just being able to, you know, because there's some things now with coaches' education and coaches' training that middle school people were never required to do before that they are required to do now.
Gotcha.
And there's some tracking and stuff that is a part of that. And we need to be getting some things in line for that. And then, you know, I think one of the things we've always wanted to do and never really been able to, because we operated as three different entities, but maybe by having every, you know, having all of our athletic things under one entity now, we can get a little bit more a little bit more cooperation with our coaches and coaching staffs, mm-hmm. to where we're building along the way, and we close some of those gaps up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and being able to bridge some of those areas. You know, it is the area that I'm a whole lot more comfortable in. The sad part of it for me right now is that I'm spending less time on it than I would like to.
Sure.
Just because the transportation and buildings and grounds are right now are taking up the majority of my time. I still enjoy it when I get to work an event.
Right.
You know, and I'll be at the high school tomorrow night. Probably we'll make a stop by over at West Irvin Elementary where we're playing volleyball right now because the gym construction.
Right.
You know, thank goodness we had the foresight when we built that new gym over there to prepare it for volleyball.
Uh-huh.
Because we've had to move over there. They've been practicing and playing there this year till we get the gym finished. But we play Powell County in volleyball and in boys and girls soccer tomorrow night. And
wow.
So I'll get by both of those events for a little while tomorrow night, and then Friday night we host Powell County in varsity football.
Yeah, it's a big Engineers versus Pirates week.
Yeah, that's yeah. So it's yeah, this is Powell County week. But I do still enjoy that aspect of things. And Friday nights, you know, I love Friday Night Lights. And,
oh yeah,
that's, you know, the when you get a crowd there, and, you know, which I would encourage people to come out and watch our kids.
Definitely.
Our crowds have been down a little bit the last year or two,
mm-hmm.
and we're playing a good brand of football right now.
Yeah.
And we got one of the best marching bands in the state of Kentucky.
Right.
That'll perform at halftime. And, you know, our cheerleaders are good, and we're going to have a good atmosphere there. So I would encourage people to come out and be a part of that. But that probably the change for me and somewhat of a withdrawal, and my wife, that's one of the things that Shauna noticed a little bit. I've had a little bit of withdrawal from the daily interaction with kids.
Yeah.
You know, because I was so used to being in the hallways and the cafeteria and, you know, and visiting a classroom here and there, and, you know, but being involved and talking and with kids all day long.
Sure.
And there's some days that I don't hardly get to see a kid at all. You know, so that part of it has been a little different. But yeah, I'm still involved with the athletics and still involved at the state level with mm-hmm. with those things, and still doing a little teaching for the National Association. And so I do enjoy that aspect of it, and just looking at it from a little different realm, or a little different, you know,
sure.
maybe a little differently than what I've had to in the past, but still getting to be a part of it.
Well, and it's good, and you're in a good spot. I'm confident you're going to keep pushing everything forward with these different things on your shoulders, and just hang in there. Let everything, you know,
keep
on plugging away, and you'll get a little bit more used to the different realms, and you'll take right off. You'll be fine.
I think so. And it's been, I'll be honest with you, it has been, it's been refreshing for me to have to kind of go back and study and you know,
sure.
and work a little bit on something new.
Lifelong learner.
Yeah. You know, and it's, that's what, you know, when you've been in education all your life, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of refreshing
sure,
sometime when
sure.
you have to re-educate yourself.
Right, right.
So it's been a good thing.
Well, wonderful. Well, Arthur David Ballard from Estill County Schools, I know you're obviously a very busy man. I appreciate you coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, definitely. And that brings us just about to the end of this week's Come On Home. Another big thanks to Arthur Ballard and earlier to Jessica Mullins for filling us in on all of these cool things that are going on right here in Estill County. Now, as for me, I am out of here. I hope in the week to come you're kind to yourself and kind to one another. Have a good one, everybody.
How could life be so cold? Where did all the water go that my boat was floating on yesterday? Has my ship run aground, or have I finally found that the ocean I was on was just a bay? And as I stand here on the shore, I can hear the ocean roar. The tide's gone out, I'm stranded on my own. Not in love, not a friend, but on God I can depend to show me the light and safely lead me home. And I'll sing those old songs again, and I'll thank the Lord for every place I've been. And I'll start my life anew some sweet day, singing praise the Lord for showing me the way. Singing praise the Lord for showing me the way.